Consular staff in Japan are working around the clock to track down Australians who may be in the disaster zone. But getting a clear picture of the number of missing Australians is far from a simple task. The Australian Ambassador Murray McLean says there are many Australians unaccounted for in the quake-affected prefectures. But he says that doesn't mean that all of them are actually missing. Ambassador McLean spoke to Emily Burke.
Frankly, we don't know precisely how many people from Australia are in Japan at any one time. We are nonetheless following up wherever possible any leads that we have about people who may be brought to our attention by their friends or others. And so far we have identified 2,217 of the 3,092 as confirmed as safe. And we have, of the people registered, 261, of which 105 have been confirmed as safe. That doesn't mean to say the rest are not safe, it just means that it's probably quite difficult to contact them.
What are you doing to try to find those who may still be missing, who are unaccounted for?
We've sent the first consular response team up to the worst affected area, which is through the base of the major capital city of Miyagi, which is Sendai, which is very close to the coast and itself did get a lot of damage, and we have sent a team up there yesterday as soon as they got there, contacting the local authorities and visiting evacuation centres. They've gone further, closer to the coast into the areas that have suffered the worst damage, and they've already visited hospitals and evacuation centres and indeed found evidence of two or three people who were feared to have been missing as apparently alive.
What other challenges are consular staff facing to do with communications and logistical issues?
We have some issues, I have to say, unrelated to any goodwill on anybody's part, and that is the rolling power blackouts that the Japanese government has instituted in order to conserve use of energy because of the shortages caused by the closure of these plants. We've been able to establish sporadic, not necessarily reliable, mobile telephone connections with some of these severely affected areas, but a number of them have absolutely no coverage at all because it's all been knocked out.
How alarmed should Australians be about the explosions at the nuclear plants?
It's fair to say that these are, generally speaking, not really a due cause for great concern at this point. We nonetheless are monitoring it very, very carefully by regularly talking to the Japanese government. They are very keen to keep us properly informed. They've briefed the embassies all together yesterday and keeping us separately informed in order to make sure that their reports are accurately understood. Then additionally, through the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency, ARPANSA, we are confirming or separately, independently analysing what is happening at these nuclear plants so that really have the right picture. And we're not taking anything for granted at all and certainly watching it very, very closely. But at this stage, I can say that it's not a matter that should cause grave concern amongst people around Tokyo. It's just simply that those who may be in the immediate vicinity of those reactors, and there wouldn't be many people from Australia there, to abide by the exclusion zone, which is a 20-kilometre radius exclusion zone around these affected reactors.
Australia's Ambassador to Japan, Murray McLean, with Emily Burke.